Yes.
Chavod. No handles on any of them.
With your permission. Parashat Noach. As the Zohar says that Chassid Shalom, a person should think the Torah tells you a story or history event, what happened. The Zohar says the Torah tells you the past and you can figure out the present and the future from the parasha, the obligation and the future what's going to be. Here comes the Torah after the last parasha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah that he is, if we may say, he's sorry that he created mankind. First, he's sorry he created mankind. He's downstairs and he said, all together. So he wants to destroy, he's going to destroy the world. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to himself. And he's upset in his heart. And he said, there's no way of returning because the person is bad from birth. It's the same in the Torah. And as the Gemara says, usually, besides Sabin Yaakov, usually the person gets his evil part when he comes out. And Hashem is saying like this. Hashem is saying that the person is evil, is bad, and there's no chance to destroy the world. Nevertheless, he decided he's going to give a chance to the world with Noah. And of course, the first question is, Hashem created Yetzirah. So what do you mean, Yetzirah is bad? And a person is bad from birth because Hashem said because Yetzirah has gone inside. So Hashem, excuse me, take Yetzirah away from him. Hashem puts Yetzirah inside the person. Like you're building, you know, a machine or something, and you put the wrong screws, the machine doesn't work. So I said, really destroy the machine. Don't destroy the machine. You have to change the screw. The whole thing is a mistake. A mistake in creation. It's a mistake in the Yetzirah. Let me destroy the universe. Hashem just built the universe. Hashem wants to destroy it because Yetzirah. Hashem destroyed Yetzirah. So that's exactly what the Torah tells you. That's the reason for the Mabul, is because Yetzirah, and Hashem said, since Yetzirah is in the person, there's no chance, he's not going to do Teshuvah, forget about it. Destroy. Noach, Hashem said, okay, Noach Matzachem Bene Hashem. Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes, and Hashem is going to talk to Noach. He tells Noach, next 120 years, you go, you make yourself a box, an ark, you go bring the animals inside, animals will come by themselves to you maybe, some of them. And what you do, you have to go get food for everybody, for yourself, excuse me, and for all the animals, all the creatures, and of course, Nachat Ruach HaKodesh. He knew it's going to be a long time in the Teva, 365 days, he has to prepare a lot of food. And he's going to go into the Teva. He's going to the Teva, the Torah tells you, he went inside the Teva. Hashem closed the Teva on him because the people outside wanted to kill him, they wanted to break the Teva. And the Mabul started. So read the Torah says, Noach was ducked in. Simple explanation, Hashem closed the door, he cannot come outside. Look, Hashem closed on him. And the specification of the Teva, Hashem told him the measurement, and then Hashem told him to put tar from inside and outside. So Noach is locked in, he's locked in jail. Can look outside. The Gemara says, there's no window to look outside. He says, in the Teva, there's only one little stone that shines and gives light, and nothing else. The Mabul is over. The Torah tells us, the Noach understood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to take from the kosher animal 7-7 and from non-kosher ones came back to the table by themselves, just pears. So Noach, the Teva landed next to Turkey. And Noach went to Yerushalayim and built an altar on the same spot that Adam HaRishon and Cain and Hevel sacrificed. Went over there. It was HaKodesh. He knew. Even though the altar was maybe broken, even though it was not Mabul, but it was water, a lot of water flooding in Yerushalayim, flooding in Eretz Israel, because the water came in. Maybe the Mar says maybe it was not Mabul, maybe there was no pouring of water and coming down from earth, from downstairs, but still from all around, the water came down and washed everything. So Noach came back to Yerushalayim, he built an altar, and he sacrifices to Hashem. The Torah says Hashem smelled so cold. Hashem doesn't have corona, so Hashem can smell all the time. Hashem smelled the sacrifices, and Hashem said, so after I smell, I'm not going to do it again. It's not the man's problem. It's all Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, that's what he did. Now I smell what I smell. No more. He's going to call Noach. If Noach, now I'm going to make the rainbow. I make a rainbow to tell myself, I mean, no more Mabul. Never. Never, ever. There will be a flood. No more. No more destruction. He told Noach, see, look in the Shemaim. This is going to be for a rainbow. The Gemara says the rainbow, the concept of the rainbow, was created on the first Friday afternoon. One of the things Hashem decided before he closed creation was the donkey of Bilam, the grave of Moshe, the stick of Moshe. So, 10 things the Gemara says. So one of the things is the keshet, the rainbow. It's not a creation. This is something that's a spiritual thing. What do you mean Hashem made it at the last minute before he closed the world? Before Tzedek Kohavim, before the stars came out on Friday, Hashem made a rainbow. What do you mean he made a rainbow? There is a rainbow, there's no rainbow. There was rainbow, there's no rainbow. Until the Mabul, 1700 years after creation, there was no rainbow. Listen, Hashem made it. But what do you have to make it? But the secret on the rainbow, the so-called Hashem decided, I'm going to make it one of the last things before I close creation. And Hashem emphasized, Zot HaTabrit, Hashem said, every time it's going to be a cloud outside, and I'll be upset. Then I'm going to look at the rainbow, and the rainbow will calm me down, and I will not bring a flood. So it means like this. So God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made himself an alarm clock. It's not that Hashem has to remember. Hashem said, every time that I'll be upset, and this is the cloud, but the Gemara says, and it's cloudy outside, it's not a good sign, the Gemara says. Yom Adiba, people should not say so much Tehillim, and it's cloudy outside. It doesn't go up as well as should have gone up. The pasuk in Megillat Echa, the time of destruction of Beit HaMikdash was always cloudy outside. And Navi Yirmiyahu says in Megillah that Hashem put clouds, that tefillah of the tzaddikim in time of Beit HaMikdash did not go upstairs. Zakota be'anan kapecha me'avot tefillah. Yirmiyahu wrote to Megillat Echa before the destruction. But this prophecy writes already that Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, a very big destruction. And the tefillot of the tzaddikim will not help because they're not going to go upstairs. This is why? Because it's cloudy outside. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says cloudy is not a sign of happiness. Yirmiyahu says Aviv, the spring, is a time of happiness. In winter times, too many clouds is not a sign of happiness. So Hashem is going to be so-called upset, and the so-called the judgment entity in Shamayim will come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say people don't behave, and then Hashem is going to get furious and angry, and so-called Hashem will have a short temper, if I may say such a thing, Chas Shalom, and he will decide he wants to destroy the world, and the last moment is going to be a rainbow, and Hashem is going to come down. I said, what happened? What happened? Hashem changed. Chachamim asked. It's not my question. Chachamim asked this question. Let's look at Parashah. Hashem brought him a bull because Hashem said the person is evil. From birth he's evil. There's no way he should do teshuva or should come back. I have to destroy the world. It's enough. This is Parashah. All of a sudden Hashem changes his idea and says, listen, the person is good. Not so bad. Not only that, Hashem is so happy that he's going to guarantee, so-called, he swears, the Gemara says, Hashem swore, no more mabul. Why Hashem is to swear? And what changed in Hashem? So the Gemara tells us that in Bet HaMikdash, four entities have to come to Bet HaMikdash to thank Hashem. It's called Korban Toda. Korban Toda, to thank Hashem. This is the first one, the Gemara, it's chapter in Tehillim, chapter 107. It says four entities. If you come to Bet HaMikdash, you're being sheep, and you have to bring 40 loaves of bread with it. Nachmet Toda. I said, thank Hashem. Thank Hashem for what? It's not, you can't just come to Hashem and say thank you to Him in Bet HaMikdash. You can make any sacrifice that you want, Shlamim, other ones. But you can't, Korban Toda is special sacrifice, only for entities. Chaim said, this is the abbreviation of the word Chaim. The Chet is Chole. Somebody was sick, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped him. And he had the right messenger, and Baruch Hashem is alive. He comes out of the sickness, nothing happened. Then he's to come to Bet HaMikdash, bring Korban Toda. To God, it doesn't matter where you live. You live around the world, you were sick, not just a little cold, a little bit more serious thing. You have to come to Bet HaMikdash. The next one is the same Bet HaSorim. Somebody who Chas Shalom was in jail. Comes outside, is to come to Bet HaMikdash, Korban Toda. It's a Bet HaSorim. Comes the Yud of Chaim, it's a Bet HaSorim. Then the next one is Yodea Yam. That's the whole machloket about, you know, Tfilat HaDerech. The people say Tfilat HaDerech when they fly. He says, why? Why you say Tfilat HaDerech? Why? And then you pass over an ocean, water. Maybe that's the main reason they say. But Chachamim tell us the people that cross the ocean, they have to say a gomel will come, they have to come to the Mitzvah to bring Korban Toda. Thank you. I am here. He said, what happened? He didn't go on the Titanic. Why do you have to say a gomel? Come. Why do you have to say a gomel? I went on the boat. I went on a cruise. He goes fishing. You go fishing. You come back from fishing. You have to come. You go to Bet HaMikdash with the sheep. Thank you, Hashem. I'm back. Why are you back? What happened? He just went for a little trip on the boat. That's the halacha. And the last one is the mem, midbar. Somebody passes the desert. Somebody goes to zoo or something, you know, without the cages, safari. You come back home after you visit safari. You walked around the animals, not in the car. You have to come home. You have to say a gomel. Bet HaMikdash. You have to come to Bet HaMikdash with the sheep. Korban Toda. Four entities. Korban says that's the halacha. Only four entities should and have to come to Bet HaMikdash to bring the sacrifice. So they explain it. They explain what is really behind it. I said, the first one, Chole, somebody is sick, the Gemara says, until Yaakov Avinu was no sickness. Yaakov Avinu had sickness and died. So, in the Avicha Chole, Torah tells you, somebody came to Yosef and told Yosef, your father is sick. So Yosef grabbed Menashe Ephraim and said, let's go. So the Gemara says, what's the rush? Where are you going? What happened? I says, Yosef never, there was nobody sick before. I'm saying, I tell him, his father is sick. I say, sick. I say, sick means death. That's to mean, every time Hashem somebody doesn't feel well, so he has to know that he's alive, not because he's alive, because Chizkiyahu, the Gemara says, Chizkiyahu was the first one that was sick and was able, so called, to pull himself out of sickness, and Hashem granted him with 15 more years. But the power, so called, of the Korban Todah is to thank Hashem that I'm alive. I'm alive. That's what Chaim. The word Chaim, the first letter is Chet, Chaim Chole. Second one, it's Meta Asurim. The Gemara says one of the biggest mitzvot is Pinyon Shvuim. The Gemara says to release somebody from jail. I'm talking about a Jewish guy in a jail in Israel or no, it's nothing. Talking about somebody was in jail among the goyim. And over there, it's very dangerous. It can kill you. You come out alive from jail. You come to Beit HaMikdash being a sacrifice. So there, Yom, Ma'as says the water of the sea always wanted to kill everybody, and Hashem has to so called to scream at them and tell them, "Don't do it! Don't do it!" The Gemara says, "Dor Enosh." Adam Arshon's grandson, they started so-called to do worship, semi-avodah zarah, and the ocean came and washed one-third of the universe underwater till today. He says that because the ocean demands the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if somebody goes on a boat, you should know it's in danger. It's not just the Bermuda Triangle. Bermuda Triangle is just an example. What's going on with the ocean? But all the turbulences and all these people that drown in the water, yeah, so they tell you, the other people tell you, listen, everything was quiet, all of a sudden, turbulence almost died. I says, how did he die? What happened? Drowned in water. I says, people went to mikveh in the Kinneret to die. In the Kinneret. And then people went to Yam HaMelech. Almost died. All of a sudden, the Yamalach took them to the other side, to Jordan. Because the Yamalach, not turbulence, says the water sometimes, they get furious. And therefore, they say, if somebody comes out after he was on the boat, or he swam, and Baruch Hashem, he was able to come out, and says, if you swim far, come back, to say, Agomel, you have to go back to HaMikdash. The last one is Midbarot. The man says, you go through the desert, the animals over there, you can't trust an animal. And it says, Baruch Hashem, you're alive, come to Beit HaMikdash. Chaim tells us, when the Talmud tells us, that when Noach came out of the Teva, he went to Yerushalayim, he went to the place, Adam Rishon made an altar. Says the Gemara, the altar that Adam Rishon made was designated by Kadosh Baruch Hu on the spot that Kadosh Baruch Hu took, if I may say it, soil and created mankind. So Gemara says, a person was created from the place of his forgiveness. Adam imkom kaparato nivra. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you go to Beit HaMikdash, I says, the altar has to be on this exact spot. And of course, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, the Ruach HaKodesh, and already marked where the altar is. The second Beit HaMikdash we came back from Iran, from Paras, was a Navi that told us exactly where to make the altar. You can't move it an inch. It has to be on the same spot exactly where mankind was created from. Therefore, Noach, after he came out of the Teva, he went to Yerushalayim, And he built an altar on the same spot. The altar was in time of Adam HaRishon sacrificed over there, and Cain and Abel sacrificed in the same place, says the Gemara. And the Adam HaRishon built over there because Adam HaRishon was created there. When Adam HaRishon got up, he got up in Yerushalayim in the place of Beit HaMikdash. Hashem made Adam HaRishon in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, and then Hashem took him downstairs to Hebron, to Gan Eden. He came outside, he went back to Yerushalayim, and over there he built an altar, and he sacrificed an altar. On the same altar, the Torah tells us, Cain and Abel sacrificed. Comes the Gemara and says, Noah sacrificed on the same spot. Even though the altar was broken because of so much water flooding in Eretz Yisrael, Noach knew the place for Ruach HaKodesh, rebuilt it. I says, how many sacrifices you sacrifice Noach? Because Hashem told Noach to bring from every kosher animal, every kosher bed, seven pears. So the Ben Uzziel said, Noach sacrificed only four sacrifices. Four, no more. Why four? Where did you get this number? Rami tell us, Noah was in a situation of all those four entities, they have to thank Hashem. First of all, Noah was in the water, and Noah was in jail. Hashem closed him inside. Noah was sick because the lion hit him. And Noah was in the desert because he was all among all the animals. All the animals could have killed him. Not just one lion. So therefore, when Noah came out of the Teva, the first thing what he did, he went to Yerushalayim. Went to Yerushalayim, he built an altar, and he brought four sacrifices. One because Chaim, one is alive, one he came out of the water, one is because he came out of jail, one because so-called he came out of the zoo, of the desert. And then Hashem smelled. The Torah says, the sacrifice. Hashem said, ah. So the Gemara tells us, because not by that thing, what he did, he fixed the sin of Adam HaRishon. And this is parasha, the Torah ends, the last, almost the last story in this week's parasha, is the people decided to build a tower against Hashem. This generation is called Dor HaPlaga. The Torah tells us, Hashem went down, if you may say, to see the tower that the children of Adam built. Says the Gemara, what do you mean children of Adam? So the Gemara says, no, they are descendants of Adam HaRishon. They are like Adam HaRishon. He never appreciated, thanked Hashem. They are the same thing. They're those people, that Noah is still alive. And Noah was sitting over there, was 940 years old. They're building a tower against Hashem. They don't listen to Noah. He's a great-grandfather. And they do things against Hashem. Do not appreciate that they are here because of Noah, because of Hashem. What are you trying to do? Building a tower to go up, to climb to Shamayim, to fight a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you may say such a thing. Ma says, they are the children of Adam HaRishon. He didn't appreciate. Hashem created him, only complained to Hashem. The wife that you gave me, this is. Never said thank you to Hashem. Never said Modeani. Never. Got up, nothing. Whatever Hashem told him, he did not follow. Not only that, after he ate, Hashem asked him, why did you eat? He said, the lady that you gave me, the lady wasn't good. You asked for a lady, I gave you a lady. I gave you two ladies. This was the second lady, second Chava. He didn't want the first one. Never said thank you to Hashem. Never said a bracha on the fruit that he ate. Didn't thank Hashem. Noach is here, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Saradot Adam ad Noach, 10 generations from Adam to Noach, to tell you that Noach is the first one. Noach matzachem ben Hashem. Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes. He's tzaddik tamim. And says, who? What is this? You see it soon. You don't know yet. Soon you see that Noach understands when he comes out of the Teva is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah will tell you a story about Noach. It says, because Noach, Hashem loves him. He says, why Hashem loves him? Why the Gemara says he was humble. He says, a humble person always thanks. Noach is going to come out of the Teva, he's going to thank Hashem. He's going to bring four sacrifices to thank Hashem that he came out of jail, he came out of the water, he came out of the desert, he was sick, the lion hit him, and Baruch Hashem is able to walk. That says the concept of this parasha is just to tell us how much we have to thank Hashem. As the Gemara said, when Hashem created this world, the water were the first entity that Hashem created. And the water themselves praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they cannot talk. But the movement of the water, why the ocean is moving, why the beach is moving, it's moving because that's how they praise Hashem. Just like they said, the people shake when they pray to Hashem. As it's based on the sentence we say in Nishmat Kochai, Kolat Matai Tomana, Hashem Yechamocha. It says the whole body has to praise Hashem. As the people shake also when they learn, they shake. I says that's the way you thank Hashem. That's the secret, that you have to shake the lulav. So the Gemara says you shake the lulav, it means by shaking the lulav, you're praising Hashem. That's why we shake the lulav only in Halil. Why in Halil? Why you don't shake the lulav? Just shaking the lulav. So Chachamim tell us, no, you shake at Halil. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, you shake Halil. Why? Because the lulav and the four kinds that we shake, that's how we thank Hashem. The power of a person is to thank Hashem. And the Ramban writes in his commentary, if somebody is going to ask you, what was the purpose Hashem created you? It's only to thank Hashem. Only to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm your creature, thank you very much for creating me. Mainly in Beit HaKnesset only. Mainly in Beit HaKnesset. I say, that's Chachamim say, Moderani, Netz, yeah, Netz. Mainly in Beit HaKnesset, as early as possible, to thank Hashem, that you're alive. That Hashem gives you and gave you and is going to give you. So after Hashem created the water to the Gemara, and the water so-called sank to Hashem, Hashem said, why don't I create a person and I will make him that he will be able not just to mum to me like the water, he'll be able to sink to me with his mouth. So the whole purpose of creation of mankind was after the water sank to Hashem without words. It's like the Gemara says, a king that had a palace and the guards on the palace, they were mute. And every time the king passed by, they nodded with the head, but they couldn't sing, they were mute. The king said, why do I need those mute people? Maybe I should get guards that they should say good morning to me. Mar says that's exactly what Hashem did. After this, the water sank to him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind that he should sing to him. Hashem gave us a mouth just to praise him, to thank him. You don't thank Hashem, you don't appreciate Hashem. This was the sin of Adam HaRishon. Chachamim tell us that what Hashem is waiting from Noach to see, so the world is going to stand because Noach thanked to Hashem. That's Hashem said, no, I'm going to make a rainbow. It's going to be an alarm clock for me every time I get angry. So I want to punish the world. I want to make another mabul. I'm going to see the rainbow. The rainbow is going to remind me about Noach. That Noah understood that the main thing in life is to thank Hashem. So when he came out of the Teva, every Teva landed in Turkey, he went to Eretz Israel, he brought animals over there, he sacrificed on the altar, where? On the place man was created from. I said, what's your kapara? Kapara is to thank Hashem. When people came to Beit HaMikdash, they sacrificed Beit HaMikdash, what they did is they thank Hashem. Korban Ola, Korban Shlamim, other Korbanot is also for the kaparat, forgiveness. But every sacrifice, the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, that the person that brought the sacrifice had to have six things in mind. One of the things he has to have in mind, that I bring this sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should have a pleasure. It doesn't matter what sacrifice was it. even the sacrifice was for sins the person did. But the person had to have in mind. It's my kapara. It says when I slaughter, when the Levi is slaughtered within the Beit HaMikdash, and they're going to put on the altar, and they're going to burn it. The smell of the burning should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reach Nichoach, that like Hashem likes that smell, is because I want to give a pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of life. So the sins that the people do is not a sin. So Hashem is upset when a person does a sin, because it means, if you do a sin, it means you don't care about me, you don't appreciate me. So this was the sin of Adam HaRishon. That's what Hashem told him. If you're not going to listen to me, you're going to die. Well, I'm going to die because you're going to eat from the fruit? No. Because if you don't listen to me, you don't appreciate me. If you don't appreciate me, why should I give you life? So we have to thank Hashem constantly, all the time. And that's what Hashem said. I swear that I will not bring a mabul anymore. I said, what happened? Because that's what it means. Every time Hashem is angry, Hashem is going to remember that the first creature that thanked him was Noach on this world. Nobody thanked Hashem before. Even though it's Tzadikim, it's Shelach, it's Tzadikim, Chanoch. But to say thank you to Hashem is Noach the first. So the first Friday, Hashem created this rainbow, the Keshet. Hashem said, okay, we'll see. Let's see if somebody's going to come up with the idea that he wants to thank me, to praise me. This is the last thing before Hashem closed the world. This is a gray area between Friday and Shabbat. Let me see if it's going to happen. Those 10 things that were created at that time, they were created so-called on the condition. Let's see if it's going to happen. Hashem checked Noach. This was a test for Noach. If Noach is going to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hashem is going to pull out the rainbow. I said, you see, every time I will say something else. Look, before the Mabul, Hashem said, I got to destroy the world. I got to destroy the world. He says, people are bad. From birth to bad. Okay, fine. After the Mabul, all of a sudden Hashem changed his song. He says, no, the people are good. The people are good. No, this is a... I said, what changed? What changed? It's not my question. I told you, Chachamim asked this question, this contradiction. It's not my question. But maybe this is the answer. After the Mabul, Noach thanked Hashem. So if you feel the purpose of creation, I feel the purpose of creation, the rest is Yetzirah. If a person only wants to come to Beit HaKnesset, says the Ramban, and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come Sharit Mincha and Lavi, to pray to Hashem, already fulfills the purpose of his creation. Then if Chas V'Shalom something happens, it doesn't do something right or something, that's a secondary. But it's not the main thing. The main thing is to thank Hashem. As you say, when Mashiach will come, we're not going to have the Siddur. We're going to have only one thing, Mizmor L'Todah. 10,000 years, people will sing without stopping, thank you to Hashem. Thank you, Mizmor L'Todah. As Chachamim said, from the whole Siddur that we have, we don't need it. The next time Mr. Levi will pin Sidurim, it means only Mizmor L'Todah. Only Mizmor L'Todah, that's it. Just thank Hashem, all the time thank Hashem. And that's what it is, after Noach, thank Hashem, Hashem so-called changed his decision. Hashem said, oh, Baruch Hashem, somebody thanks me. If that's the case, I will not destroy the world. And Hashem so-called promised himself, he's not going to bring Mabul, because Noach thanked Hashem for sacrifices. And that's Hashem said, I'm going to show the world the rainbow. So the rainbow is so-called, it's for Hashem, of course, the way Torah says, but it's for us. That we see a rainbow outside, it means we have to thank Hashem. As the Gemara says, the first rain that came down is only when Adam HaRishon started to pray to Hashem. He didn't thank Hashem. He prayed to Hashem, we need water for the grass, for the fruits, for the vegetables. It says thanking to Hashem fulfill the obligation that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his creation. That's the first thing that the person has to know, what his job on this world is. And when Noach fulfilled it, now this, he said, okay, no more Mabul. Just, and again, that the Zohar says, don't think the Torah tells you a story about Mabul, about Noach. That says there's a message. The message is you have to thank Hashem. Lack of thanking Hashem this is the decision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to destroy the world. If everybody would thank Hashem, the Corona would say goodbye, and Moshe will come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.